Hello, it's Kitty. Well, it's the woman who plays Kitty. And I am in my bed, getting sleepy, just kind of thinking about all this, thinking about stuff I'm making and thinking about you and I don't know. I was I guess I'm a little embarrassed and shy to say, which is silly because you've seen my vagina. So why is it embarrassing for me to say that I want you to play with it too, you know? But it is, and it makes me feel shy. And I'm working on that. And I know you think it's cute. But you'll be happy when I make it to the next phase. When I'm not shy. When I'm like wholeheartedly just full on letting myself fantasize and tell you about all the things I'm imagining. And don't know, I'm learning a lot with this Reddit thing, and it's making me it's making me annoyed that the people who like are the whiniest about thinking sex is bad are the ones that are like in charge of shit. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm doing my research on my own time as well in different ways, and I'm reading a book by a feminist activist about destigmatizing masturbation. And I've been thinking about reading it for everyone on Reddit to listen to. Just because I think that someone's voice, like you listening to my actual voice, I think that can cut through the screen and help you feel maybe a little less lonely right now. And you're making me feel less lonely too, because I'm getting to share what I'm learning and, I'm getting to play and I'm having fun, you know? And I wasn't having a lot of fun before. I wasn't having very much fun at all for a really long time. And I am still vacillating between days where I'm totally convinced, you know, that this is the thing that's a turning point in my life, you know, like this is that inciting incident in my novel, if I'm the main character, where things really change. Or sometimes I wonder, you know, I don't know. But I guess I'm also trying to destigmatize mental health, so I might as well just talk to you. And I think I'm just as scared of being judged, I guess, for mental health issues. And I don't even know if that's like the words I mean, but sometimes I wonder, like, I don't know. I guess it's like that one quote that I shared way a long time ago, and I barely remember. I definitely don't remember the exact words. But it's something along the lines of, like, if your art turns out to be good, they'll look back and call you, like, a genius or something. And if the art doesn't turn out, then you're just kind of like crazy. And I guess I took what was supposed to be a positive train of thought and I crashed it. And I do that a lot. I do that so much. And I'm always stressed and anxious and I'm always mean to myself. And I'm always scared. And I'm never confident. And laying here in my bed right now, even like my whole body hurts. Like, I don't feel good. I don't feel good because my muscles are so tense and I don't breathe deeply. So I'm gonna kind of I hope you can hear me and it's not annoying that I'm moving the phone around a bit. I'm gonna kind of give myself a massage, and I think you should too. And the first thing I'm doing is massaging my ears, because you wouldn't really know it, but I at least personally keep a lot of stress in my ears and behind them. And so I'm just kind of pressing and pinching and pulling, folding them in half to make the top touch the bottom. And then the next spot is my jaw. And there's a lot of pain here. For me, I bite down, I clench my teeth together. Do you ever do that? Does your jaw hurt? Oh, this feels so fucking good. I moved up to my scalp and my head. Just doing, like, putting my fingers on, pressing down a little bit, and gently moving in little circles, and I'm not, the fingers aren't moving. It's the actual skin of my head that's moving around, and it feels so good. Doing my neck now. Hands too. Hands feel good. Use one of your thumbs. Put your right thumb or any thumb you choose into the palm of the other hand and push down and massage like that in circles on your palm, the center of your palm. Oh, I'm doing the other one. That feels so good. Oh, I'm going to like the base of my hand. If you are a person who isn't is if you're a person who's afraid of making noise during sex because you're like, I don't know what noise to make or whatever, like I don't know how to do that, which is something I used to think. Give yourself a massage on your scalp, and whatever noises actually come out of you, those are the sex noises too, if the sex feels as good as the scalp massage, which it should. Oh, that was my puppy snoring. It's so funny. So. So, time to talk about fantasies. I have a fantasy. I have a fantasy about you. You're just a real person and you went on Reddit and you found this little quirky girl named Kitty. And some people, some of the other people who found me on here came from different places. So I'm always curious to know where they came from. So some of them find me from my photos. Some find me from my audios. Some find me from my commenting. And some find me from my writing. So there's little different groups out there. And when you found me, I am I'm turned on just by this conversation of like, where did you find me? What about me caught your eye? And when you looked at my profile, what were your reactions? You know, like what caught your eye next? Did you see me and feel attracted to my body and my my appearance first? Or did you hear me and listen to me come and maybe, you know, play with me that way when I'm coming in my audio and you're coming in? I consider that like us having sex, kind of, you know? I think people wonder what's up with the exhibitionist kink. And for me, it feels like hooking up with everyone, you know? And I was thinking earlier today, I'm about to yawn. Sorry. I was thinking earlier today about a couple of things, and one of them is that I almost always hate attention and the spotlight, unless I'm sharing something that I made or learned or did that's creative and fun. So I'm very shy when I have to try and operate inside the rules of how to be an adult. But if ever I get past that barrier and make a friend, and that friend is, you know, fun to play with as well. I get unshy in some ways and extra shy in others. And I want you to want me. And I think that's what I'm embarrassed about. I think when I blush or have to look down in a way, I think what's happening is you're calling me out for wanting you to want me. And realizing that it really just it's a strong, strong reaction on my part. And my breath stops. My cheeks get pink. I can't look. I can't make eye contact. I tilt my head down. Like I physically, you'll be able to watch me just get shy and submissive. Because it's feeling good other places in my body as well, you know? Between my legs, in the muscles, I feel like I don't know how to explain that feeling. I'm getting sleepy. I'm losing my train of thought.